Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Do you know what the word chazaka means? When a bar mitzvah boy, from bar mitzvah and on, puts on tefillin in the morning, how does he know that his tefillin is kosher? You know, every once in a while, every 3.5 years, a sofer opens up the parshiyos, he reads through the parshiyos to make sure all the letters are there, nothing got erased. So really, how can I make a brach in the morning on my tefillin? How do I know it's kosher? We check our tzitzis every morning to make sure that it didn't become pasul. And the answer is we rely on what's called a chazaka, being that it's virtually impossible and definitely highly impractical to check your tefillin every day. So we say, look, we check it every 3.5 years, or we check it if chas v'shalom it got wet, or it was exposed to heat, or something happened that may have caused the problem. Otherwise, we assume that it is what it is. If I buy a property, I have a bill of sale, I have a shtar, whether I bought the property or I got it as a gift or yarshin the property, there's some documentation. If someone challenges me and says, no, the property is theirs, I show my documentation. Here, there's Adam, it's signed, there's a Bezdin that did this. What if I lost my documentation? Can I say, look, I don't have the shtar, but I'm here, I'm living here, of course it's mine. Is that a chazaka? That if someone's there, that means it's his? And the answer is sometimes. Chazal understood that people kept their written proofs up to 3 years. Afterwards, it could get lost. Furthermore, if I was living in someone else's house, don't you think that in the last 3 years, someone would have come along and say, excuse me, why are you here? Someone would have protested. Someone would have made a macha. So if someone comes running and says, hey, that's my house, I would say to him, where were you the last 3 years? Zakim, he didn't say anything. So there is a chazaka in regard to a house or fields, like we'll soon learn, that could back up the one who lives in the house. Now, of course, the person who tainas that he owns the house may say, listen, I was away and I didn't know you were here. We're going to learn all about that. But let's go slowly. Zok the Mishnah, once again, Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Cheskas Habatim. If someone wants to establish a chazaka on houses, v'abayrois or pits that had water, v'ashichin or the ditches, the long narrow pits like we explained, v'ama orois or the pits with a roof on it, literally a cave, v'ashayvachais, the places where doves live. We learned basically all these words in the previous Mishnayis. V'harmechatzais, bathhouses, u'beis habadin, olive presses, u'beis hashlachim, irrigated fields, v'avadim or avadim, v'chayl shehu oisa peres tader, or any other property that's producing an income, that's producing pay rice, that's working for you. Tadir. What does the word tadir mean? On a consistent level. I'm sure you've heard the term tadir, v'sha'ena tadir, tadir kaid, the mitzvah that's done more often comes first. Cheskasan, the halacha is that you establish a chazaka, shalosh shanim, if you're there, if you're living in the house, taking care of the bathhouse, using the pit, any of these things. Shalosh shanim, if you're there for 3 full years, Meyoyim leyoyim, from one day to the next. From the first day of the year to the last day of the year. If I use the property 3 full years, it has to be 3 straight years. I can't say, well, I use the property every second year for 6 years. No, no. 3 straight years. That kind of shows us that he's the owner. Now, why did we mention ubeis hashlachin? Beis hashlachin is a field you have to irrigate. Why should that be any different than a field that you don't have to irrigate? So, let's reiterate, let's explain. The whole point here is, all these things are either a house you're constantly living in, or you're raising the birds, taking from the birds, taking from the eggs, using the bathhouse, renting out the bathhouse, pressing the olives. It's something that's constantly happening. So someone comes and says, but that's my olive press. He didn't say anything till now, I answer him. I didn't realize you were using it. You didn't realize, I was using it every day. There was oil pouring from here every single day after the zaisim were squeezed. A field that you irrigate, because you're constantly bringing water to it, it's constantly producing payrice. Now, we're going to learn, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, even if this new person who claims to be the owner says, well, I couldn't approach you, I wasn't able to approach you. So we still say, even if you would have said it to a friend, Chavre Chavre Isle, the news would have reached the one who's using these things right now, and he would have been much more careful to hold on to his shtar. That's what this person that's living in the house or using any of these things is tining. I don't have my shtar because 3 years passed. No one challenged me. I figured, of course, everyone thinks this is my house. I live in this house or any of these other things. If I would have heard someone is tumbling about it, I would have been much more careful to hold on to the shtar. And that's the aside of the chazaka. Because no one said anything or I didn't hear that anyone was tumbling about this or complaining for 3 years, that's the owner's answer. That's he doesn't have his shtar. So the circumstantial evidence indicates Enochanami, the one who's using this, is probably the one who owned it all along. However, this shear that the chazak is 3 years from day to day, meaning to say, from the first day of the first year to the last day of the third year, applies to things that are constantly producing payers, including the Beis HaShlach in a field that you're irrigating, you're constantly going out there and checking on things. It falls under the category of tadr, things that are constantly producing payers. But there's a different kind of a field. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Sdei HaBaal. Sdei HaBaal is a field that you don't have to irrigate. You don't have to bring water pipes or dig ditches. It gets enough rain. This type of field produces payers once a year. So Cheskasa, the Chazaka is, when can someone say, look, it's mine, even though I don't have proof, but you see, no one stopped me till now. Shalosh Shanim, 3 years, but Ve'ena Meyom Liyom, it's not from day to day. It doesn't have to be full years from the first day of the first year to the last day of the third year. Rabbi Shmuel says, how long do you have to be on this field to be able to maintain there's a chazaka that it's mine, even though I can't prove it? Zok Rabbi Shmuel, Shloisha Chadashim, 3 months Bereshayna of the first year, Ushloisha Biachrayna, and 3 months of the last year, year number 3, Ushneyim Asr Chaydesh Biemtza, and a full 12 months in the middle of the year. So the 3 years for a Sdei HaBaal is really how much? It's really 18 months. Erei Shmeina Asr Chaydesh. 3 months from year number 1, the full 12 months of the middle year, that's 15, and 3 months from the last year, from the third year. That's a total of 18 months. There are certain things that grow, certain crops like Se'oirim, Shibay Lashul, which is one of the 5 Chemeshas Haminim, or Adashim, or lentils. You can start the whole process. You can start planting it, and you can have it ready in 3 months. So if a person buys a field near the end of a year, he can have his crop in 3 months. Then he uses the field for the next full year, so you have a regular crop, and he can still manage to get in more, a 3-month crop in the beginning of the third year. Now here's the point. Even though it's only 18 months, and it's not a full 3 years, if he wasn't the owner, by now the owner should have come running. He said, 3 times you produced food on a field that's not yours? If you don't hear anyone screaming that way, all of a sudden now he woke up, and something is wrong. Something is wrong with the taina. And the chazaka sounds pretty good. It probably is the owner that was planting all along. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, Chaydesh Bereshayna, it's enough for him to use it for only 1 month, year number 1. V'chaydesh Biachrayna, only 1 month, the last year, meaning year number 3. V'shneim Asr Chaydesh Biyamtza, and again, the full 12 months in the middle. Hare Arba Asr Chaydesh, for a total of only 14 months. Rabbi Akiva says, you're picking barley and lentils, where it takes at least 3 months. You know, fields can be used to plant vegetables or unripe grain. Why would someone cut unripe grain? They used it for animals, to feed animals. That could be done in as little as a month. So someone could say, look, 3 times I cut fuwa from this field in these 14 months. I had a 1 month crop, then a regular crop that took like a 12 months, and another 1 month crop. And you weren't Maicha. Omer Rabbi Shmuel said, Bamedvar Mamurim, when did I say before that you need 18 months for the person to say I was here long enough to establish a chazaka? Bistei lovan. Stei lovan means a field that produces grain. Aval bistei ilan. We have an orchard of trees over here. Trees or vines. So Kana says to us, if he gathered his grapes. To us over here in this Mishnah means grapes. The Taisus Yamtif points out to a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chaf Beis, Pasuk Tes, where the Torah says, Usvuas Hakorim. So sometimes grapes can be referred to as Tvua. So Kana says to us, if he collected his grapes, Masak is Esav, and gathered his olives. Masika means taking off the olives. Kanas es Kitzai. Then he gathered together his figs. Now the Batanura makes it very clear. The Mishnah is giving us an example of three different types of fruit, and he processed all of it. The grapes, the olives, and the figs. He didn't just cut them and put them out in the field to dry. He took them from the field into his house. So like, it's just not Mistavra. If he did these three things, brought in these three different types of fruit that were produced over here in this orchard, and the owner didn't say anything? So once you do these three things, he has the chazakah, re'elu shalishanim, that is considered 3 years. However, the Batanura tells us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva or like Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, quickly chazring over. So we began Perik Cheska Sabatim, v'yezza shemizbrach. When you get to yeshiva, you'll be learning Cheska Sabatim bi'iyun. So now we're just like establishing a chazakah, so to speak. We're planting. We learned that the word chazakah means, even though I can't prove it's mine or that something is good, chazakah comes in many different ways. We assume the way it was is the way it is. In this case, if a person is living in a house, using the water from a pit or a ditch, using a dove house or a bath house, pressing olives, working on a field that needs irrigation, all these things are producing payrois. They could be producing an income. Or he has avodim, he's using these avodim. And he did it for 3 years and no one said anything, that means it's probably his, even if he can't prove it. If it's a field, which is not an irrigation field, not a beis hashlochim, but a stei habal, so there's also a chazaka for 3 years, but it's not necessarily from day to day. Rabbi Shmuel says, let's say he had it the last 3 months of 1 year, and that's enough time to produce, let's say, barley or different types of grain, lentils, and he did it. And he had it the next whole year, produced a regular crop. And then 3 months into the third year, again, he produced Sayurim or Shabay Lashul or Adashim. That's enough for it to be a chazaka. Because if someone else owned the field, he wouldn't have watched someone taking income out of his field 3 times without saying anything, without protesting. Rebbe Kiva says, even less. There are vegetables or unripe grain that people harvest for their animals. It takes only a month. So if he did it 1 month, let's say the last month of 1 year, then he did a regular 12 months, regular harvest, and then 1 month of the third year, that also gives him a chazakah. Someone would have said something if 3 times someone is making profit out of someone else's business. Rabbi Shmuel went on to say, this is dafka by a grain field, by orchards. Once, let's say, he collects his grapes, his olives, his dried figs, not just putting them down on the ground. Mamish takes it into his house. With these three different fruits, that's considered like it's 3 years. So you wouldn't need a full 3 years on the calendar. However, we explained that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Akiva.